We are learning Masechta Shchul in Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Daf Samach Tes, Boyu Rav Chananya. So we are continuing the sugya of Ben Pekua, where the halacha is, if you shecht a behema, and you find inside the behema a vlad, that vlad does not need shchita. Doesn't need shchita, it's like a shachtan already. Doesn't need shchita. But if it sticks his hand out, so then the halach is that that hand left its mechitza, and since it left its mechitza, therefore has a psul yoytze, and now it's machlokes if you put it back. But we pass in lemaisa, which log up the alaman diyama, that means if you stick it out, if the behemoth sticks it out, then that limb is like it's born already, and it's too late for the shechita to work for that limb. There's a psul yoytze on that limb. Boy Rav Chananya, hoytze ubras yodi ba'azara. We're talking about a shlom over here, you're going to shlech the shlom, it had a vlad inside it, and it stuck its hand out in the azara. So the shayla is over here, maybe it's not called yoytze, why? Migu da have mechitza gabe kachim, since the azara is mechitza gabe kachim, have a nami legabe dahai. So then the legabe this also is mechitza, never left its mechitza, because even though it left the mechitza of the mother, but since it's in the azara, and the azara is a mechitza, so that's enough. Adilma, legabi the high lav mechitzi, or maybe it's not legabi the hand. It's not called mechitza. The mechitza is uber, because the mechitza of the uber is the mother. That was a shaila he asked. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says back to the Rav Chananya who asked the shaila. V'tibayla kachim kalam birushalayim. He gave the same question with the kachim kalam birushalayim. Kachim kalam birushalayim. My time alo kama bayalach. Why you have the same shaila? You have kachim kalam birushalayim. It stuck its hand out in Yerushalayim. And then you brought it into the Azara, like Rashi says. You brought it into the Azara, you shechted it in the Azara. So there should be the same Shaila, is that called Yoytze or not? Because the Mechitza of Yerushalayim also in some ways is a Mechitza, because that's where you could eat the Kachem Kalam, only in the Mechitza. So why didn't you ask that Shaila? My time lo kum boyolach, because you were poshut to the Mechitza's Uber Imo, because you knew for sure that the Mechitza of the Uber is... The Mechitza Uber is the aim and not the makom where you can eat it. Hachinami, here also the same thing, Mechitza Uber, here also the Mechitza of the Uber is the mother and not the wall of the Azara, not the wall of the Mechitza Kalam.
What's the
Moshav? Did you shecht this carbon? You definitely can shecht it. No shal about it. You definitely shecht it. Is that hand mutter? Is the hand mutter? Achum Azara. It was a shlom. It was a shlom.
If the hand would be a
palm,
then you can't
shecht
it.
Why not? No, it's Achum Azara. It's a chulin bazar. The whole thing is shlamim. The shaila is the shchita work for the vlad. I'm going to do a chulin now. The question is, does the vlad need shchita? You can't use it. So what does it do with a chulin? Not chulin. It's kachim. You can't use it. Why can't you use it? Because you can't shech the hand. Okay, good. I'm saying that's exactly a point. But it's definitely kachim. What's kachim chulin got to do with anything?
The vlad.
The vlad is kachim also here. The vlad is a kachim also. The pashas dalach is if you kaddish a behema with the vlad inside it, both of them become kaddish. Like you have a Gemara in Yevamos where you Mekadosh a Chatas with a Vlad inside it. It's like a Mekadosh one Lach Rayas. They're both Kadosh. So here also you Mekadosh the whole thing. And the question is Gabi Neshchita. We know that Neshchita of the mother helps for the child, helps for the Ubar. The child is, he stuck his hand out. But maybe here it's not cool sticking his hand out because it's in the Azara. And then he says, oh, why don't you ask the question in Yerushalayim? So then he says, okay, it must be, you don't ask the question because you hold the Mechitza is the mother. Here also Mechitza is the mother. Now, that's the sugya. You can read it very nicely, but Rashi actually throws in a few things here. Maybe we'll handle it a little bit. Rashi says in the second shaila, he says, "Can ubar shlomim shaitis yada birushalayim vechzira vechnis laazara v'shachtua." And the shaila is tvoyalok alibul mandiyama yesh leida leivarim. According to the mandiyama, it's yesh leida leivarim. But v'hanya chazara, and the chazara does not work. Mima hanya lechayma. So the question is, why dafka? Lefira mandama yesh leida is this a shayla? Not lefira mandama ain leida, because lefira mandama ain leida. So then, if it puts his hand back in, so then that works. And here, the man of shach, you wouldn't have a shayla on the choyma of Yerushalayim. Why? Because this is a shlom. This is a shlom that he brought back into the Azara. So you don't have to ask a new shayla of Yerushalayim because Maman of Shach, if Yerushalayim is a wall, then Kavachayim da Azara is a wall, is a mechitza, and here you brought it back into the Azara. And according to Mandi Amar, Ain Leida Be'evarim, Chazara works. So you sure brought it back in. You wouldn't have to ask, you wouldn't need the Chayim Yerushalayim. Therefore, the shayla is only, according to the Mandi Amar, Yesh Leid Levar Mechazar does not work. And the question is, maybe it never stuck its hand out because it was in Yerushalayim. But according to the Manyama, Ein Leida, there's no Shaila in Yerushalayim. The one Shaila, Azara, is enough of a Shaila because you have to bring it back into Azara anyway because it's Kachim. You have to shecht it inside the Azara. So therefore, it wouldn't be a Shaila in Yerushalayim. It would just be a Shaila in Azara according to Manyama Omar. Ein Leida. That's a little bit the Cheshbon for Olam. If this is the Mashah who says it's Cheshbon, Ayin Chom, if you didn't get it, then you can learn the Gemara very simple, and this is the Gemara Shaila. Gevaldik. Baita. Baye Ilfa. Hoitzi Uba es Yodai. If the Ubar stuck at its hand, being similar simon. So you shech the one simon, and after one simon, the behemoth stuck its hand out, the Vlad, the Ubar stuck its hand out, and then you shech the next simon. So what's the Shaila? So now, that's for sure, that hand we call the Yaitse because it went out before the Shechita. But the question is, Mao, Mimitzdarv, Simon Rishon, Simon Shein, and Tarim Dein Avela, does it work at least, we had him on the Yom before, on top of Samach Chesed and Beis, that even though the hand is not mutter to eat, but it's not an Avela anymore. It's like a Trefa. A Shechita works to make it not an Avela into a Trefa. But here, the problem is, the first Simon was a Shechita to make it available to be eaten. The second simon, all it did was to make it not a nevela. Maybe you can't mitzdarav two different types of simonim, two different types of shchitas into one shchita. Now, mi mitzdarav simon rishon simon sheni l'tarim de nevela eloi. We had a similar shaila before. The Gemara before said, what about nikav me'ayim? If the stomach got a hole in it, they got a treifas in between two simonim. So there was the same type of shaila. The first simon would have been matir to eat it. The second simon is only matir from nevela. Shaila is if mitzdarav two simonim or not. That's the Gemara shaila.
What about the man
makes
the
treifa
altogether?
We had the same shaila before. Yes, yes. Yeah. The shaila before, if someone comes to treifa him between two simonim. So same type of shaila. The first simon was making a mutter to eat. The second simon wasn't going to mutter to eat anymore. It's a treifa. It's just making it not nevela. Could you mitzara for two simonim by doing two different things? That's the question. That was the Gemara actually starts with this Gemara there. That's why it sounds familiar. This Gemara we had before. So Shaila is Stav to Simon. So what's the question? What's bothering you?
Yesterday we had the Shaila for Nevela.
Right. Yes.
This?
Yeah, because if it's an Avela, then the second Shkita is doing nothing. Second half Shkita is doing nothing, Gabi Uber. Nothing. Zero. The Gabi Yotze. It's not doing anything. So I'm saying the Clara is only, the question is this thing an Avela or a Trefa? It's only the Geya. It's only the Geya of that Mandiyama. Fiel Mandiyama is anyway an Avela, either way. Even if it's a good Shkita, it's an Avela. Stuck its hand out. So it's not negated the Shaila. Shaila only if you buy the Yom, which is the Rabbanon, which is good. We ask Shaila to be the Rabbanon, we pass out the Rabbanon. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kalva Chayim, Ema Hoya Loi Simen Rishon, Simen Shein Latir Ba'achila, Loi Yoy Loi Terav Den Avela. He says, here it's Pashat. The Simen Arbi Mestar after each other. The Gabi what? The Gabi the Uber, and the Gabi the mother, like Rashi says. The Gabi the rest of the Uber, besides for the hand, they're being Mestar to make it, maybe able to eat it. Mate Ta'achila. So therefore, of course, the Mestar, both things are Mestar together, just like in Mate La'achila, here also, you'll be Mate Nevela, Gabi the hand, the Gabi the Yotzi on the hand. Boy Rav Yirmiyah, Ma'u Lochash Lazare. What's the question? It wasn't have to handle the question, but the question is, are you choshish for the zaroi of this Vlad? That you have a Vlad that's born, you can eat the whole Vlad, not the hand. What about if it has offspring? What's the halacha with those offspring? Hey chidam, ilema. What exactly is the shaila? Ilema the ozah behema al yisa. If it was mated with another behema, a good behema, not a behema that's a ben pekua, a regular behema. So my ear yahai this be is a yoitze. You can clear a shaila regular ben pekua. A fill ben pekua dominami. The omrav mishar. So divrei aimer choshes zarav. According to the Mandiyam, you hold choshes zarav. So if the av was a ben pekua, so ben pekua abar behem ma'al yisa. Have vlad in a takana. The vlad has no takana. Why doesn't the vlad have a takana? Because the offspring from these two come out. It's on one hand, it comes from a behemoth that's a ben bekua, so it doesn't need shechita at all. So it's like the simonim are severed. On the other hand, from the mother, the simonim are complete. So here, you can't do a shechita because you don't have a regular simonim. Or Rashi has a clarity, he's not sure. Or you look at it like one simon's geshacht and one's not. But somehow, this offspring is like half geshacht and half not geshacht. So what do you have to ask the shalom by yaitse? The shalom is evi ben bekua. Now what does it mean? Kutra mishar shodib yoyim rechosh zera'av. Because you can declare Shem Shalav, you definitely, Kuliyam Yechosh Zera'im. So you declare the same shayla if the mother was the ben pikuah, it would be the same shayla. But Rav Misharish is saying, even if the av alone is a ben pikuah, that alone is a problem. And we assume that we're going to that because it says lazaroi. The shayla was ma'olachos lazaroi. There it sounds like we're talking about a zakah right now. But al-kaponim, and in any case, the Gemara shayla is that what's your shayla about ben pikuah that has a psul yoytze on it, a hand that was yoytze? Stam is a shayla. What's it doing to zera? Because the lach is in letakonim. So Gemara, loy tzricha, the ozol a ben pikuah de kavasei. It went with another ben pikuah. A ben pikuah, the same thing like itself. Now it's mechlekes achrayim had to learn Rashi, but Tosfos clearly ben pikuah de kavasei. The second Tosfos on top says she has be isse yoytze v'chareivet. They both exactly the same. They both have yoytze on the hand, and they're both ben pikuah. What's the shaila? My aver moiled aver v'chotek levishari. This offspring you just cut off the hand and everything's fine. Oydil mama valvel zari. It mixes the zera. It comes now one big psul, because there's a psul yoytze on it. In the child, it comes out as a mix. It doesn't come out as just a hand. It doesn't go directly to the hand. That was the shaila. Yeah. Then it's mutatid. Vlad mutatid. Yeah, mutatid, yeah. Hadam abshita mevav zari. It's poshut that the zera gets mixed. Dim kain, suma yod suma. You tell me now that a suma gives birth to a suma. Kita yod kita. If it's missing a hand, it gives birth to a missing hand. No, abshita. Mevav zari. So if either it's poshut mevav zari, so therefore the whole bain will be asked to eat. So what's your shaila? So what he asked him, Allah zari. What in the world is shaila? Vachim boilam. His shaila was like this: Behema ba'alma lav mikoyach chelev v'dam kasya v'sharya. He says a regular behema, every behema has iser in it, has chelev, has dam. Still, the child, the offspring's mutter. Maybe over here, you're not worried about the yaitze because every behema has psulim in it. It makes it doesn't transfer to the child. Two isuri doesn't transfer. But tlasa, if it has a third isur, has chelev, has dam, and it has yoytze, maybe that array lo yamina. That's the moral clarity. That's the shayla. Shayla is that this ben pekua, that if it has, let's say it's ba on not a ben pekua, and it has the offspring, maybe the yoytze doesn't make a problem. Why? Because just because the mother has a psul, it doesn't transfer to the child. Haray chelev dam. Well, maybe no. Here it's the third thing. Maybe it's worse. That's a good question. I wasn't asking in a second. Because one Tana says that since it's mutter, it's basically like one of the limbs of the animal. You can eat the chelev adam. It doesn't have a din of animal at all. But more clear, child. So you're saying like that. Good question. What was asked? Lamat, who's your shayla like? Ilir Ameir, Ivitri Ameir, so is the chelev adam ikka on a ben pekua as is chelev adam. It's a yaitze leka. There's no psul. Yaitze. There's no psul yaitze according to Rav Meir. Why? Because he holds that whatever is befnim needs shechita. He doesn't hold the whole din of ben pekua, basically. He does not hold the whole ben pekua. Who's the shayla? If you're Rav Meir, Rav Meir doesn't hold the whole din of ben pekua. Either Rav Yehuda, is the yaitze ikka, there is a problem with yaitze because he holds the ben pekua. But is the chelev adam leka? No, it's the chelev adam. The Tanan, gira nasha noyeg b'shlil v'chel by aser, the very Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds that this ben pekua has a din of gira nasha. And the chelav is aser. Rabbi Yudoyim ain't no yig v'shalil v'chelav mutter. There's no din gira nasha, and the chelav is mutter. Why? Because it's just a limb of the animal. This ubar. So who's the shayla like? So to Gemara, you're right. Elakom koyach loyam rinon d'shari. Enichnami was saying that's not a shayla. You don't say aser is maybe came a koyach iser. You don't say that taka. It's possible that the if it has a psul yaitze on the mother, the child will be mutter. You don't say Rashi al holoy mekabayla the chol mekayach lo yamrin litzer b'shem shabav mekayach iser. You don't say that it becomes also because it came from mekayach iser. So what is the shayla then? The shayla is a whole new shayla. V'alka mekabayla ma'ulu gemaya es chelvay to drink the milk of the ben pekua. So what's the shayla? Now, well, first of all, just stop right there. If the shayla is given a milk of ben pekua, what was lost my lochus or zara? It says the offspring, Zog Rashi, that the only time it starts producing chalav is only after it starts having offspring. That's why we declare the shayla like zara. Rashi says, im the kevi v'yolda v'arei yichileves chalba ma'u b'achila. V'haynu l'zara de ka'amar. She'ena chayla chalav ba achtayla. Don't get milk until it gives birth. So the shayla is, what are, drinking the milk of embakul? What's the shayla? Chayav dam v'lo yikayv v'menachay dam v'shori hainam v'lishno. Chayav dam is not called v'menachay, and this is also the same thing. Oydil mahasim is the kantal isura b'shchita. Hocho leslay the kantal isure b'shchita. He says it's different. By a regular behema, dear the chayav is mutter, because there it's not even v'menachay, because it's possible to be make a shchita and make it mutter, so therefore this is not called Eva Menachai. But something that never will have a takana of a shchita, so then maybe this will be have a iser of Eva Menachai, be also this chalav to eat, and that's the shayla and iblai b'zura teiku. That's the shayla, teiku, could you drink the chalav of a ben pekua? That's the question. Because lamaisa, it's not something that will have a het to shchita one day, and therefore the question is, could you drink the milk of a ben pekua or not? And the more blives would it take you? Any questions? Okay, so the Gemara Vayit. Choytech me'uber. So it says in the Mishnah that if you cut off a piece of the uber while it's inside the behemoth's body, and then you shecht the behemoth, everything is mutter. Even though the uber was hand was cut off, it stayed inside, then it's mutter. If you choytech the tchoil of the behemoth itself, the spleen or the liver of the behemoth itself, which doesn't make it a treifa, does not make it a treifa, that, and that, but it's cut off, that will not be able to be eaten because it's separated. Now, what's the reason for this? Manala, what's the mekar? The chesed of the pasuk, v'chol behemoth mafreses paras of shashasa shtei prosois malas geira ba behemoth oisot tachelu. So we darshan v'chol behemoth ba behemoth oisot tachelu. Behema, behema, the rabbis of Lad. There's a behema, it's in a behema. What's that? The Vlad. It's called a behema. We're calling the Uber a behema. A behema in the behema, the rabbis of Lad. El Miyata, Claire de Marashayla, if that's true. So we're calling now, the Chiddush is, that we're darshing Chol behema, behema is mutter, because we're calling the Uber a behema. So El Miyata, Yemir boy, you should be able to do a Tamura in that Vlad. Aloma Tanan, you can't say this regal, this chulin, should be like yena uber, that's a kachem. Doesn't work. And you can't do ubrim be'evarim. You can't say this uber should be like that aver. You can't say this aver burim should be like that shleimim, that's an oilav. What's the reason? Because the reason is, we assume, is because an aver and an uber are not called a behema. And by the parasha of Tamura, it says, "Mhomer yomer behema ba behema." That's lashon of the pasuk, and we're saying that in this mishnah, you can't do a tamura on an aver or on an uber. What's the pshat? Because it's not a behema. It says, "Mhomer yomer behema ba behema." It's not a behema. So how can darsh in the drasha of chol behema behema is mutter to eat? It's mutter to eat the behema that's found in the behema. It's mutter to eat. Where do you get this from? It's not a behema. We have a mishnah. It's not a behema. So now, back Shver, how do we know the whole din of Ben Pekua? How do we know the din that the Ben Pekua is mutter, and anything found in the behemoth is mutter? El Makra, a different pasuk. V'chol behemoth, the rabbis of Lad. The pasuk says, v'chol behemoth, what's a chol? A chol is ma'arbet of Lad. Yachi, once you're saying v'chol, now it's Shver, afilu choytech menat chol menat klayus. It means, bishlam until now we learned it's behemoth ba behemoth. So vada, a chol is not a behemoth. But now we're saying, the joshua is a chol behemoth, means everything in the behemoth is mutter. So, I feel like I'm going to have a cloud. It's not me. I'm going to have a Uber. I'm going to have a cloud. It's also a cloud. If you cut off the cloud, it's also a cloud. On my cloud, the pastor says, I saw the cloud, which means I saw shlema, but like a seira. Only the shlema you can eat. So, coming out right now, that it's from the drasha of a chol behema, not behema ba behema, because we proved from tomorrow that it's not a behema. And now we have another kasha on this drasha of a chol behema.